Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutter. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, the fun you have is good for you. You need it, you deserve it. The question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid for quick and easy use by your system.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, making it a soothing liquid that speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. Try it, won't you? For refreshing relief of a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
Mrs. McGee has just awakened from a sound sleep with the weird feeling that there's a prowler in the house. She lies quietly listening for a minute.
McGee. McGee, wake up. Oh, dear, it's darker than the inside of a coal mine. McGee, I heard a noise downstairs. There it goes again. McGee. Oh, I should know better than to try to wake him by whispering. I'll just peek down the stairs and see if I can see anyone. Then I'll drag McGee out of bed. Oh, dear, it's a man down there in a bathrobe.
McGee, put that chicken leg back in the refrigerator and come back to bed.
Oh, it's you. Gee whiz, Molly, you scared the heck out of me.
I scared you. What do you think you did to me, rattling around down there like a burglar? You woke me out of a sound sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, kiddo. I didn't mean to.
You should be. Poor Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck?
Yes, I left him in Venice.
What?
Sitting all alone in a gondola.
Oh, well, go on back, Tootsie. Don't get your feet wet, though. I'll just sit down here and finish this like a chicken.
Oh, McGee, for goodness sakes. I had that fried chicken for our lunch today. Now, come on, put that back in the refrigerator.
Okay, but gee whiz, Molly, I'm hungry. Can I just eat the potato salad and these stuffed olives?
Oh, for heaven's sake. How can you eat stuffed olives at 5 o'clock in the morning?
It's not 5 o'clock. It's 5:45. It'll be daylight any minute. I'm starving and I want...
All right. You just put that plate back in the refrigerator and I'll fix your breakfast for you.
Oh, boy. That'll be swell.
I might as well stay up anyway. I'm not sleepy anymore. Go in the dining room and open the drapes, will you?
Sure, right away. Might be a nice sunny day today, you never know. And when that old sun comes peeping over Linkwater's garage, we'll be the first to...
There goes a good kid at that. He may not look like Gregory Peck, but he's got something Gregory Peck doesn't have. Me. And a good thing for him, too, because most wives would hit him over the head with this skillet instead of frying eggs in it for him at 6 o'clock in the morning. How do you want your eggs, McGee?
Oh, I think I'll have them over easy today, kiddo. And never mind. Hey, come here, quick.
What's the matter?
Just come in here and hurry.
What's going on?
Shh. Keep your voice down and step back. Away from the window. That's it. Now look over there. You see that car? It just pulled up in front of Hartley's house.
So what? Goodness, what's wrong with that?
Two things wrong. First, it's only 6 a.m. It's barely daylight. And second, the Hartleys aren't home.
That's right. They're in Memphis, aren't they? But even so, there's nothing to get...
Look. Guy getting out of the car. Got his hat pulled down, his overcoat collar turned up. There's something funny about this.
He does look sort of furtive, doesn't he? Keeps looking around like he was afraid of being followed or something.
Look at his face. Guy looks like he hasn't slept for a week. Like he's been on the lam from the cops room. Uh-oh. He's taken a bundle of some kind out of his car.
Oh, yes, sir. Looks like... Yes, it's wrapped in newspapers. What could he... Uh-oh, look.
Yeah, shovel. Out of the back seat. Hey, he's not going to Hartley's house at all. He's going into the empty lot.
He's
going
to bury it, whatever it is. My goodness. This is mysterious. What do you say?
Hey, now, don't get panicky. I'll call the cops. Hand me the phone. Never mind, I got it. Now, keep calm. I'll handle this. Hello? Hello? Hello?
That's the ashtray.
Oh, doggone it. Where's the phone?
Over there on the end table.
I'll get it. Now, you keep your eye on the guy out there. What's he doing now?
He's digging. Hurry, McGee. Get the police.
Okay. Boy, it's a good thing I woke up early. Hello? Operator? There's a strange-looking guy across the street burying something in an empty lot, so get me the... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Not now, McGee.
No, it's an emergency, Mert. Get me some cops. Over here, quick. A patrol car. Tell them I'll explain when they get here. And make it snappy, because something funny is going on out there in the lot.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Almost everyone knows what a headache feels like. But I'll bet we all have a different idea of what a headache might sound like if we could hear one. Do you think it might sound like this? Or this? Or like this? Well, whatever a headache might sound like, I hope relief sounds like this to you. Of course, it's the welcome sound of fizzing Alka-Seltzer. And that sound means relief in any language. Because Alka-Seltzer is a really effective pain reliever, a sparkling, tangy solution that goes right to work to bring refreshing relief of headache in a hurry. Ask at any drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Dad rat the dad ratted cops anyhow. What's taking those guys so long? What's he doing now, can you see?
Yes. He just patted the dirt down with his shovel and he's going back to his car.
Where are those cops? Do you think I ought to go out there and grab the guy and hold
him? No!
I was hoping you'd say that. Let me see what he's doing now so I can... Oh, my gosh, he's getting back in his car.
Oh, dear.
Great police force we got. Park in a red zone for 2 seconds and they swarm all over you like ants on a candy bar. But in a real emergency like this, it takes them an hour to get here.
Now, McGee, you just phoned less than 3 minutes ago. They haven't really had time to... Listen, here they come. You hear them?
Yeah, and there goes the guy. Hey, quick, get a pencil and paper while I memorize that license number.
Right away. Oh, my, I wonder if we can...
And get your coat. We'll run outside and give the cops the dope before they get out of the car. Hurry. Every minute counts. And he was a tall, skinny guy, Sarge.
Tall and skinny.
Yeah, about medium tall, yes, and sort of heavy built.
Heavy built?
Medium heavy, yeah. Around 180 pounds.
Or a little less.
Yeah, a little less. Make it 175. A skinny 175.
A skinny 175.
He had a kind of a hunted look in his eye.
Like a wild animal.
Yeah, like a wild animal with a black hat pulled down over his eyes.
A black...
A brown hat, McGee. It was a brown hat, Sergeant.
Yeah, sort of a blackish brown, you might say. Yeah, yeah, and a black suit.
A black...
No, his suit was gray, McGee. Gray suit.
Gray suit?
Dark gray, yeah.
Light gray.
Oh.
It was a very light gray. Hey, wait. It wasn't his suit. It was his overcoat. We didn't see his suit.
Oh, that's right. Scratch the gray suit, Sarge. We didn't see his suit. He had on a long gray overcoat on.
A gray overcoat and a wild look in his eyes.
Frantic look. Bloodshot eyes with a brown hat and a shovel.
Yes. Long-handled shovel like a well digger uses.
Yeah. Look for a well digger in a gray overcoat with bloodshot eyes and you got
now,
your...
Now, hold it. Now, just a minute.
What's the matter? Hey, you're not even writing this down.
For goodness sakes, if you're not going to write it down, what's the...
Now, lady, if you please... We're trying to get the information, but you two seem to...
Well, look, here. Here's his license number. You can trace him down with that. It's 3M, or N, I couldn't tell which. 4, 2, 2 or 9, 2, one or the other, 5. I'm sure of the 5 because I got a good look at that. The only thing is 3 sometimes looked like 8 because I didn't have my glasses on. Well, gee whiz, if you guys had got here on time, you could have
saw... Now, McGee, give them a chance. They're just trying to do their duty.
Well, thank you, ma'am, for being so tolerant with us clumsy policemen. Now, you say this man buried a package, did he?
Yeah, right over there across the street, in the vacant lot.
Not 5 minutes ago. And you should have seen that man. Nervous, jumpy, looked like he hadn't slept for a week.
Bloodshot eyes, wild look,
now,
like he was...
Well, let's not go through that again.
Okay.
Come on, Charlie, let's go over and dig it up. Might give us a lead.
Okay, Sarge. That bank loot is still missing and...
Bank loot? I'll run and get my shovel to dig with. If there's any reward, remember, I'm the one that called you guys.
You should hit it in a minute. He didn't bury it very deep.
Ground's kind of rocky here. Hope I hit it soon, because...
Is that it? You got it? You hit something?
Yeah. Well, it looks like.
I'll hold the shovel. Drag it out of there.
Hey, it's a big one.
Wow.
Wrapped in newspaper, like you people said.
I'll take it, Charlie.
The man looked so wild, kept looking around like he was...
Yeah, like he was scared.
Well, let's see what we've got. Funny thing, a guy sneaking out here at 6 in the morning...
Hold it. Something fell out there. Oh, piece of paper. Looks like a card of some kind.
A card?
Got a date on it, a week ago.
That man looked like he hadn't had any sleep for a week, too. I'll bet that's a clue.
Listen, the card says, "To little Johnny, who just turned 6, in this package you'll find 2 sticks. And with these sticks, with a rummy tum-tum, to a good little soldier, a great big drum."
What?
Heavenly days, a toy drum.
Well, no wonder the poor guy looked so wore out. Oh, ain't this ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins. And your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
I wish I could tell the story of what happened to us this morning to somebody. It gets funnier every time I think of it.
Well, you take my advice and forget it, unless you want to look silly.
Yeah, but just think, at the end I could say, and then when the cops dug it up, it turned out to be a drum. Can you beat it?
Oh, dear.
Don't you get it, Molly? Drum? Beat it? It's a play.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay, it's too early in the morning for jokes anyhow. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Charlie was played by Bill Thompson and the officer by Tyler McVeigh. Say, do you like Chinese food? If you do, you'll enjoy tomorrow's show. If you don't, you'll enjoy it also because that's what it's about. This is John Wald urging you to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that your heart is the strongest muscle in your body? It is. Though other muscles tire, your heart goes on working constantly every minute of every hour of every day. But even this remarkable muscle can become damaged, for none are immune to heart disease. Your Heart Association is fighting heart disease, the leading cause of disability and death in America. So when you think of your heart, think of your heart fund. Send your dollars to Heart, care of your local post office.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on the NBC Radio Network.